Hey, it's Tammy here. I cannot wait to share this episode with you, called but unqualified. How many times do we feel like we need to do something, but then fears take over? Well, that's what we dive into today. Before I dive in, before we go for it, if you have not left me a rating and review for this podcast, if you would consider doing that on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Pandora, on Alexa, wherever you listen, I would appreciate that. Also, if you know of someone who needs to hear this or would benefit from listening to the podcast, please share it. And with that, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited you're here. So this isn't the podcast that I expected to launch today or publish today. I'll save that one for next week, but I had one. It's been on my heart, and I just got back from a retreat. And in this retreat, like, we went up into the mountains of Colorado, no cell service, no Wi-Fi. Like, a few texts maybe have gotten through with my family, but other than that, like, you really disconnect. And we focused on body, mind, and soul, and really connecting with God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and our bodies, in that, like, what we put in our bodies. Well, how do we treat our bodies? How do we take care of the temple? And that we are the bride of Christ. And what does that really mean? And one of the things that's been on my mind and on my heart is, I talked to some amazing, truly amazing women. And this is something in common, like, I know I suffer with it. I know, like, many of my friends, we see these women and we see their worth. We see their calling. We can see the gifts that God has given us. And then when we look at ourselves, we feel unworthy. We feel unqualified. We feel like we have more to learn, or we know too much about our thoughts and our past and what we've been through and our choices. And really what has been on my heart and reason why, it's because this is something that I've been struggling with as well. And it's just being called and unqualified. Being called to something and feeling like you're unqualified. How many times do we feel like that? How many times do we really, we know God has asked us to do something, but we use the excuse of, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know my next steps. I don't know where, I don't know what the end goal is. Like, we have all of these thoughts that go through our mind, and we allow this unqualified to take the higher ground than the called. And I wanted to share a little bit of my thoughts about this, because this is something, again, I know that I have a calling, that I have a purpose, and I know that it's a God-sized purpose. I feel like this, my coaching, this podcast is part of it. And yet I still feel unqualified. there's still things I need to learn. There's things I need to do. There's things that I want to do and learn. And yet God didn't tell me to learn those things. He called me to this podcast. He called me to share this and said that His grace is sufficient and that we have faith and we have the Holy Spirit. We're not alone in things. And how many times, let's just think sports wise, you can't get better at something until you start doing it. So when we feel unqualified, what if it's really just we have to take action? We've got to get good at it. We don't have to be excellent at it when we first start. We don't have to be good at something or perfect or the best. Like, actually, do we ever really need to be the best at anything? I'm highly competitive. Majority is with myself. So I'm always looking to what can I do to improve? What can I do one step better? When really it's, okay, how can I give myself grace is what I really need to focus on. But when we focus on the unqualified part, we don't trust God for the called part. When we focus on where we're lacking, we don't see how God is filling. And so I just wanted to share a few verses with you because I don't believe that your calling just showed up. I don't believe that this God dream you have in your heart or this where you are is in an accident. Like, I don't think things happened by accident. I don't believe anything happens by accident. I think it's a combination of God's grace, our choices, our circumstances, other people's choices. Sometimes things happen and it's not even because of something we did. Mainly, I do believe that it's grace and God, He directs our steps. He knows what we need and He puts opportunities and He puts people and He puts trials in front of us for good. And so one of the things is if we embrace that our calling actually started even before we were born, as God crafted us, as He created us in the womb, even before we were in the womb, before when he knew that, okay, Tammy needed to be born, this is what she's going to be. This is her calling, and let me put things in her path so she can hone that. And so we see these callings and we're like, oh, I've got to learn so much. I've got to do so much. And it's actually, you've got to be. You just get to be and lean into God for the rest. What if you aren't qualified at all? What if you are the most qualified and your fear of failure, your fear of judgment, your fear of success, your fear of inadequacy, your fear of what other people think, your fear of not being enough, your fear of not being safe, your fear of not being feeling loved. What if those fears are actually what's bringing up the unqualified? And so, like Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. He appointed us. He didn't say, I gave you everything you need right away. How many times do we get into something and then we start getting clarity and we start getting motivation and we start getting our actions start bringing fruits? Sometimes it takes a long time. But feeling adequate and inadequate, feeling inadequate is not an excuse to not dive into our calling or not leaning on God for filling us up and giving us grace. And another one, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and is not your own doing, it's a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and we should walk in them. We should walk in them, not like run in them, not crawl in them, not avoid them. Like these things that God's prepared for us, our purpose, our calling, our identity. And this is where, when we don't know our true identity in Christ, when we feel lost, when we feel unqualified, when we feel unworthy, not enough, when we feel lacking, that's when we need to be reminded of who we are in Christ. This is why it's important to dive into who you are and what you're called to. By diving into what have you been through and what skills, what gifts did you have through it that everyone else sees and that you don't? Where does God need to highlight for you? What has he been highlighting and you just haven't acknowledged or recognized it? One of the things that I, after my husband died, I really leaned into Christ. I needed him to breathe. I needed him to be able to take care of my kids. Like I needed him to fill me so I can do what I needed to do. And he did in amazing and very real ways. As time goes, we get off guard, we get off kilter, we start believing that we got it and we're doing things in our own strength. And it was a few years ago that I was like, okay, God, why are you so far away from me? And I'm sure you can imagine what he said is that it wasn't me who moved. When we go back to who God is, who he created us to be, when we go move back to him, the unqualified, those fears that come with that dissipate. They're still there, but they're not as strong. His promises can fill us. And when we focus on the called part and let him do the qualifying, let him do the results. When I released results, when I released the end goal, the end game to him and say, okay, Lord, my job is the next step. My job is to walk in my calling and in the works that you prepared for me before. There's times that I will do something that seems great. And I'm like, ooh, that's not what God has for me. Okay, let's shift. That happens. He directs that. If I didn't do that, because we're human, I don't know my next steps. I'm figuring it out the same way you are. What I do know is I have done the work to see who God created me to be. And then does this follow in who he's created me to be? Does it follow? Does it track with what God says about, you know, what does God's word say? But we don't have to know all the things. We don't have to be 100% qualified to be called. Look at Moses. How unqualified. He even told God, like, not me, Lord. Like, send someone else. Send Aaron. Send, you know, I stutter and I can't be a leader. But God saw who he was created to be. Your friends see who you're created to be. It's time for you to look in the mirror and for you to see who you were created to be. Another verse, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? That's Matthew 6:26. God doesn't lead us astray. We don't have to build up skills. We don't have to have a store in order to be called to something. A lot of times we actually have to release things. We have to get out of our own way in order to step into that. What do you need to get out of your own way for? What do you need to embrace about your calling? What is your inadequacy? What you're unqualified? What areas do you think you're unqualified, and how has God already qualified those? Or who has he put in your way, things, tools, or people that can fill the voids that you feel you have? Just like God gave Moses a helper. He'll give us helpers. We are made for community and connection. We're not supposed to walk alone. So have you thought about that? Have you thought about the unqualified part? Is it's there's someone else or some tools that help you with your calling, and all you have to do is walk in it and they will come. Trust, seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened. God doesn't say, he doesn't say that you need to like learn everything. I want you to make sure you have XYZ completed, and then you'll be given what you need. No. As much as we would like that, it doesn't help. How, like, we need to get uncomfortable. We need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We are not called to be idle. We are not called to sit in fear and stay stuck or lost or feeling of unworthiness. We're not supposed to stay here. We recognize those, and then we say, okay, God, what are you showing me here? What do I need to focus on? And typically it's him. Typically it's not him, it's who moved, it's us. And so when we're feeling unqualified, how did you separate yourself, or where are you not believing for? We need you as much as we need a pastor, we need our Bible study leader, and we need our moms. We need you as well. I need you to shine your light, to step into your calling, to it's amazing. I this retreat, and I'll talk more about it in later weeks as I really process what God has given me through it. But there is this woman who, she is fantastic. She has she you could just tell she's one of those women who ooze the Holy Spirit, right? She you can just tell, like, she is centered on the Holy Spirit. Not perfect. We talked a lot about the realness and her struggles. But she talked about how she talked about just what, how she was fulfilling her calling and the things she wanted. And to listen to her talk about what she was going after, it was a beautiful thing. And by listening to her, I heard God saying, I'll do that for you too. By listening to her talk about how she got out there and how she is, and she's not prideful about it. She's confident, and she knows that her mission, and she knows why, and she knows how when she lives in abundance, she can serve and give on at a greater level. And that, to listening to her, God kept saying, that's for you too. I want that for you too. I want you to step out. Like, what I will do for her, I'll do for you. Get out of your own way. Where do you need to get out of your own way? God saved us through faith. Faith, and he gave us grace. He doesn't say, don't make mistakes, and I'll be proud of you. Don't mess up, and I'll bless you. Make sure you do everything right and know all the things, and then I will grow you, and or then I will give you an assignment. No, he says, I called you. Go walk in it. I planned it before you were even born. And I don't make mistakes. So just scurry along, just start walking so I can direct your paths. Friend, you are qualified. Way more than you even realize. Those feelings of inadequacy and being unqualified, those are fears that no longer serve you, that no longer get to control you and decide for you. This is not something that we can do alone. We need support. We need somebody who is ahead of us, who talks about their experience, so God can whisper, I'm doing that for you too. Just go. Where are you holding yourself back? And if you want to talk about it, get on a call with me. Let's find out your next step. Let's look at, and it's one of the gifts God's given me, is to see. I can see some of those things. I can see pretty easily. So even in this first call, we can discover what's holding you back. One of the things is, I'm pretty sure you know already. You probably had a thought, and you had a thought and you're just not ready to admit it to yourself, but that's okay. So what can you do? Well, get quiet with God. That's always a good option, and it's always a first option. But don't go it alone. Let's walk together. Let's be in community together. Like, consider joining Shine. This is the purpose of this, is we're going to step out and we're going to see, how did God create us? What is my identity in Christ? Specifically, what gifts did he give me? What strengths, what weaknesses? Why did he give me the weaknesses? What are my fears? What are my motivations? What are my values? What's my God-given calling, my God-given dream? What is my impact? And what is the value of my impact? So come and join us in Shine. If you're not ready for that, that's okay. Get on a call with me. Let's talk. I have room for two more one-on-ones for this year. It's amazing what one or two coaching sessions can do, what we can get to the root of, what God can reveal in that short amount of time. If you're interested in this, contact me, DM me. You can email me, but to be honest, Instagram DM, you'll get a lot faster response. Facebook DM, that works too. That one, for whatever reason, it's not as easy for the business side of it, but I can see that too. So Facebook DM, Instagram DM. Don't sit lost. Don't sit stuck. Where would you be right now if the last time you felt stuck, you did something? And do you want to be here in a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, feeling the same stuckness, feeling the same loss, like feeling the same feelings of regret because you know you have a calling that you haven't walked in? So let's do that together. Let's reach our goals. Let's make an impact. Let's fill up heaven. Let's share the gospel. Let's support each other. And we can do that through Shine. Friend, choose joy. Until joy chooses you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.